when they got down to comparing the different assay results to the distant recurrence-free interval, there was quite a difference in the ability of these tests to predict outcome in this retrospective study. Ligand binding assay did the poorest of the tests. The hazard ratio was 0.86. It was not statistically significant. The different ways of scoring the immunohistochemical test actually demonstrated fairly different hazard ratios, ranging from about 4 to 0.6, but they were all statistically significant in univariate setting. But the RT-PCR was remarkably predictive in this single study. The hazard ratio was 0.14, highly statistically significant.
These are in the patients who got endocrine therapy?
Yes, only.
So basically,
so the subset was about 297 tamoxifen-treated ER-positive patients.
So trying to look at whether the relapse rate in the face of tamoxifen correlated with the test. That's
correct.
What you want to know.
Okay. Right.
But Craig, did they do the correlation by different semi-quantitative assignment of ER positivity, like less than 10% of cells or greater than 10%? Or is that on there?
Well, of course, it varied for the assay. For ligand binding assay, I think the cutoff was 10 femtomoles.
Yeah.
For immunochemistry, it was 10% positive cells.
They didn't get in the trial with less than 10 because that was the...
Well, back in those days, it was all ligand binding assay. The basic conclusions are that these are promising preliminary results suggesting that evaluating ER by quantitative PCR is more predictive for response to tamoxifen in ER-positive patients than either immunohistochemistry or ligand-binding assay. But this is just one study. Another point, the quantitative PCR performed almost too well. Hazard ratios in that low, 0.14, almost unbelievable. That's close to perfect prediction. We've never seen anything like that before. It's wonderful if it's true and reproducible, and we don't know that yet.
Could this mean, Paul, that all the talk, there's been a lot of talk about why people with, quote, ER-positive tumors don't respond to endocrine therapy and the idea of alternate mechanisms, change in ER, you know, there's a huge amount of research. Could it just be that we didn't measure the ER rate?
Yes. I mean, I think one of the, I'm not sure I'm answering exactly the question you're asking, but to make the general point, one of the key questions that remains outstanding is accurate quantitative determination of ER and PR, you know, a much better prognostic and predictive test than we currently believe it to be, and would it rival other prognostic and predictive signatures? So one of the projects that we're doing, for example, is, which has not been done here, and I'm not sure why not, to use the aqua immunofluorescence David Rim technology to kind of do a quantitative assessment of ER-PR. We're doing a project where we're comparing tumor signatures to standard IHC measurements of the markers to quantitative immunofluorescent aqua-determined standard markers, just to see how they all compare to one another.
Now, in this analysis, Craig, did they actually look at the amount, the levels of quantitative ER in RT-PCR and try to correlate that, or was it just basically positive or negative?
In this study, it was basically positive or negative.